Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you very much, Spike. Once again, welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. We've had three fascinating guests so far, and our next one will be just as fascinating, but in a completely different way. Ramey Gervais has got an interesting background working with business owners to really create that business of their dreams. And I think that her topic is your company's playbook and really how to build what you need to create value in your business. So I think that's going to be of great interest to many of our listeners, Ramey. So thank you very much for being here. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on the show. So give us a little bit about your background. I know you have a fascinating background of how you got to where you're at today. So fill us in.
Fascinating. Well, yeah. It's pretty diverse, I would say. I grew up in a family of business owners. My dad is a small practice owner today. He owns his own CPA practice here in Northern California, and he has for about 40 years. My mom was a professional singer and an international women's organization, and so she became a master, singer, director. And she just retired after 30-some years as well. So entrepreneurship and that way of thinking has been my background for a long time. I went to college to actually go into communications. I wanted to be in radio, believe it or not, but for a whole bunch of reasons, I went to college and couldn't get the classes that I wanted. So I started taking business classes and I started taking psychology classes and loved it. I just changed my major and decided that's what I wanted to do, not even knowing what that was going to do for my future. So that threw me into working for the state of California for a few years, working for some franchise headquarters for a few years, and then ultimately about 18 years ago started working for a company in Northern California that was owned by world-renowned speaker, guru, entrepreneur Michael Gerber, who wrote a very famous book called The E-Myth. I'm sure you've heard of it, as you know. And in working with Michael there in his consulting firm, I just got to work with a whole bunch of types of businesses, service businesses, manufacturing, food industry, those, just all over the place. And there realized that, for me at least, all businesses were really the same. I wasn't going to be an expert in any one industry, but I really wanted to be an expert in the idea of what makes businesses work. What is it that we can do to make sure that they run systemically? So, as you said right before I came on, that the owner can get what they want out of their business and their life. So that, the clients are the experts in the how they do their own business, and then I come up, kind of come in behind that and say, okay, well, how are we going to run it from behind? So that's what I help them figure out. So
yeah,
that's
and you've got.
How I got to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a unique experience by working there for all the years that you did. I think that while the E-Myth, and if you haven't read that, listeners, the E-Myth, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It by Michael Gerber is still a classic that I think every owner of a closely held business ought to read. I highly recommend it. And Ramey working with those ideas for as long as she did really brings, as I said, while it's been around for a long time, she brings a unique perspective and a unique ability to help people really, really make a big difference in their business. So with where you're at today, Ramey, what's your typical client like, and what kind of businesses do they own?
Typical client would say, I would just say focus on the owner, really owner-operated, on the 2 to 10 employees, I would say, demographically, if we're looking at it like that. Half a million to maybe 5 million in sales, and like I said, usually owner operated, sometimes even franchisees. I worked with them too, but typically all over the board. It wouldn't matter what kind of industry it is. I tend to gravitate towards smaller businesses, so service type industries, CPAs, lawyers, qualitative research firms, that kind of thing, and ultimately, finding out ways to help them figure out what their frustrations are, because most of the time, what usually tends to gravitate towards me is people who either have problems with growing their business or getting out of it, or, you know, finding a way to transition into what they ultimately want to be doing. You know, so they have real-time frustrations and really not really a path on how to get out.
Yeah, I got it. Are those the most common frustrations that they share, or are there other ones that you see that are common among these people?
Well, I would say two main ones. One, and sometimes they could be related and maybe they're not, I don't know. One would be around people. You know, so a lot of business owners that I work with are frustrated with their employees, and really not anything specific, like all of my employees show up late, or they just don't know that. There's just a general frustration in the culture. And then the other would be, again, about growth, you know, and whatever their definition of that is, because that's usually where that frustration for them could be, is not even knowing what growth means to them. They might have an idea. Growth usually means bigger, but, you know, sometimes it means stability. Sometimes growth means profitability. Sometimes growth means, you know, just finding different paths or whatever it means. But if they don't define what it is, that's what gets them frustrated, because they don't know what to do, right? They don't know what to do to get to where they want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I got it. So that I know that many of our listeners those frustrations resonate with them, and that they can say, hey, that sounds familiar. So share some stories.
Yeah.
Stories are helpful. You know, we try and talk about tips and ideas and precautions for our listeners, and so
sure.
Either directly share those tips and precautions, or else share a story or two that illustrate some of the points that our listeners ought to get driven in their heads.
Sure. Well, I mean, if we talk with the frustration about people, you know, Michael, in working in Michael's company, you know, we weren't really allowed to let things be people problems. We always had to say, okay, if it's not about the owner and if it's not about the individual who's working, so what is the system frustration? You know, what is the thing that's happening in an organization that's causing that frustration to exist? Because if we can depersonalize it and not focus on the people, we can focus on whatever the practice is or whatever the system or whatever is broken, right, and fix it
right there.
Versus, you know, showing up and saying, well, they just aren't doing it right, so we're just going to fire all the unhappy people. I mean, that just never works, right, because then you're
right, running
around. So what I like to do, I guess it could be a tip or an idea of how to handle that, would just be really to just take a deep breath and say, okay, well, this frustration is happening. Is it new? Has it happened before? You know, what are the conditions that are creating it? And maybe it is about an individual, but what is it that individual is dealing with? I mean, maybe this is a new job for them, or maybe they have an assumption about how it used to be done, or whatever it is. But the goal is just to ask the question. And so often business owners that I work with just want to fix it. They want to get that problem out, or they want to not deal with that anymore. So they tend to hurry up. You know, they tend to just want to fix it, put a Band-Aid on it, make sure it doesn't be a problem anymore.
Right.
And that will always get them right back to where they are, right? So asking as many questions as we can to find out what the true cause of that is, and then acting from there. So that would be something that I could suggest that we do. And the idea, too, of, you know, we talk about creating a playbook. I mean, that's just a really, you know, it's not a new idea, right? I mean, people call them operations manuals. You can call them systems or procedures. But the example I like to give to my clients about how important something that like that might be would be the example of if, you know, you and I are sports people, right? We like to play sports. And
yeah.
But the big soccer game tournament that was just going on at the World Cup, right? Now, I'm not a soccer player, and I don't know a lot about how soccer is played. I don't know the rules. I don't know the positions. I don't know what their responsibilities are. So imagine if that game was my new job, and I showed up on the sidelines, and the owner was standing next to me, and people were running around and doing stuff, and they all knew what they were doing and why, and I just kind of showed up, and if you don't tell me what my role is or what the goal of the game is or how everybody plays together, well, I can go out there and run around and look like I'm busy, but I really can't contribute because I'm just kind of existing out there, right? I just hope I don't get hit. So the goal would be, you know, Michael Gerber talks about that game worth playing, and that's where we come up with the idea of the playbook. So what are your best practices, or what are your reasons, or how do you work with your clients that make you special? Even if you're the third dry cleaner on the block, there's something about the way you do it that's special that you would want to train your employees on how to do and why. So they have a context for what you ask them to do. They have a context for the work that they do every day, and they can say, I'm working towards a goal. I can see that stuff I do on a day-to-day basis contributes to the bigger picture. And that's, you know, as an employee, and I was an employee for a long time with him, that was really important for us. Because then it just doesn't feel like you're going in and working and getting a paycheck and going home. You're actually a part of something bigger, you know, that big game. And that's
no question.
Fun. So, yeah, so if you're a business owner, that would be one of my big suggestions, is just to kind of map out what your game is, you know, and making sure that all of your employees know why you're doing what you're doing and what the overall goal is.
I think business owners get so stuck in the day-to-day challenges and the day-to-day struggles and obstacles that are face them. How do you get business owners to carve out time and think about things like that, Raimi?
Gosh. Well, we used to have a way to do it at EMIT, and it was just a habit to get into. So right now, like you said, Steve, you know, you just get so stuck. I mean, that's such an important word. So how do you get unstuck? Well, you have to do something different, right? You have to do something different and maybe in a different way just to break out of the routine of how you're doing it. So if you want to work on your business or be strategic or think through some planning, you know, some of my clients physically leave the office. You know, they have a meeting with themselves at a coffee shop. You know, they just get away from what's keeping them stuck. So if your desk is a zone for stuckness, don't sit at your desk. You know, maybe take a long weekend, right? And be in a different environment so you're aware. You don't get stuck in the trap of it. And just recognize what that kind of work means. I mean, we know what the tactical stuff is, the day to day, I've got to do the work of the business stuff. So what is the stuff you'd be doing if you were the owner? And maybe making a list of all the things that the owner you've always wanted to do, like, you know, create a sales commission structure for your sales team. Okay, we've never done that before. Well, maybe that's what you do when you're away from your office as the technician.
Right.
So just getting out of the habit of doing it the way that you're doing, because, you know, it's that saying, if you keep doing it the same way you keep doing it, you're always going to get what you have gotten in the past. So just commit to doing it differently and just pay attention to it and know that if you've been doing it for 15 or 20 years this way, it's not going to change overnight. So just really be patient with yourself and know that you're trying to do something different and approach your business from a different perspective.
That's great advice, and I hope that our owners will take that advice, because it can mean the difference of lots of dollars in their pocket and creating more value and a much happier, pleasant existence along the way, and a much, much better life, and getting much more of what they want out of life. So I hope that they'll take that into account. Do you have any success stories where someone has really embraced that? Someone over the years that comes to mind that you've worked with that really embraced that, and what the happy story was of doing that?
The happy story. Well, it's the always happy at the end,
story.
Right? Because it's not in
right.
the middle.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think, sure. I mean, there's a couple of women that I've worked with in the past, of women business owners who, you know, got into business because they were, I'm thinking one in particular, she's a music teacher, and she got into giving music lessons and then opened up a business that, you know, had music lessons in schools, and now she does camps and birthday parties and all that kind of stuff. Wow. And it wasn't until she actually believed that she was a business owner. You know, for her whole career, she's just thought of herself as a music teacher that had a whole bunch of people working with her and around her. And it wasn't until we asked her to really look at herself as the owner of a company that employed people, that paid taxes, that had client issues, that had revenue, you know, to really think about it like that, that she really didn't take on the responsibility of being an owner. So she didn't really give herself the opportunity to have an exit strategy or to think about a plan, nothing like that. She was just doing a whole bunch of tasks, right? So the shift happened for her. She thought about it differently, and then she started coming to the office differently, right? And she started thinking about the different kinds of work that she wanted to do and all of the stuff, quite frankly, that she was hanging on to that business owners shouldn't do, like going to the bank to make the deposit or, you know, following up in an email to a question from somebody on the, you know, wanting to know about their services. She started to offload that stuff And now all of a sudden she has a little bit more time, right? Some time to really think through, okay, what should my exit strategy be? And she started to think differently about it and then started to feel a little bit nervous about it because it was new. And she'd been doing it that way for 18 years. And she, you know, hey, she's successful, right? She's open. She's successful in her community. So it wasn't for me to tell her she was doing it wrong. She just had to do it different. And once she started thinking about it differently, she started acting differently, and that made the difference for her. And then, you know, I don't have to work with her anymore because she got it, right? She figured it out, and now she has a plan, and that, to me, is very successful. When they can say, I no longer need you, I'm good. That's a
success story. Well, I'm glad that you feel good about working yourself out of a job. That's terrific. But that really is the goal, isn't it? I mean, that's such a fascinating story, and I think so many people get stuck there of thinking about themselves as the technician or about the job that they do and don't really get that difference between being a business owner and being someone that works, you know, that may own the business but does the work in that business. And that's a huge shift and a great story. Congratulations to her and to you for helping her get there and being able to make that shift. So that's a great info, Rami, and I really encourage all of our listeners to call Rami and work with her. She's been nice enough to offer a free 30-minute consultation to talk about your frustrations and what can be done to alleviate those and how she can help. I think that's very gracious of her. What's the best way, if they want to take advantage of that, Rami, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
I would say phone is best for me. That just comes directly to my line and nobody gets in the way. So I will give you my phone number, my direct line, which is 916-284-3853. And like you said, Steve, if anybody mentions the show, I'll certainly set up a time with them to talk about any of their frustrations as an owner, see if we can't talk through a systemic solution for them.
That's great. That's very, very gracious of you, as I said. Thank you for doing that. So, again, that's 916-284-3853, and please, it'll be the best free 30 minutes that you'll ever spend talking to Rami about how you can get more out of your business. So thank you once again for coming on, Rami. We look forward to talking more about getting in depth with these. This 20 minutes just goes by so quick, but we look forward to having you as a guest in the future.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.